Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
I have seen it. I've seen all of them in the studio. In the studio. I've seen them all in the theater. The theatre. It's gonna be a long show.
In the boxing.
I'm Darren Copeland. This is my experience. Big Fuzz is out today doing something. I don't know.
He's getting boxing.
Boxing.
Yeah.
He's gonna be
filming with oxen.
Oxen in the boxing, yes. Who's that comedian? I forget who his name is.
That's Reagan.
Yeah, Brian Regan.
Regan.
Oh my God. He's one of the first comedians that ever made me just like milk out of my nose. I can remember the first joke I ever heard from him was the never go up to a pregnant or never a woman who's large.
Yeah, no, you never
say when's the baby due? She's like, "What? I'm not pregnant." No, the
panda
at the zoo. And then he said, you know, the cab driver lets him out the airport and there's like, have a good trip. And he's like, you too.
Yeah. Go.
Yeah. So he's good. He talks about the moosin in the boxing.
Yep.
Perfect. That's the one drop I just totally want is Ken Watanabe.
Yeah.
In The Last Samurai.
Yeah.
When he dies, he's like, perfect.
Last Samurai.
The Last Samurai.
Is that what I said? Tom Cruise?
Yes.
Okay.
He killed the Last Samurai.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect.
And that's how he became, into...
The Last Samurai.
Yes. He was the last... Well, he was not the samurai.
No.
The other guy was the Last Samurai.
So killing a samurai makes you a samurai.
Oh, it does?
Maybe.
I thought you had to cut his head off to prove it. I don't know. We're watching too much of the History Channel. Drink rum from his skull. Sake.
Yeah, sake. Rice wine.
Yes.
All that. Jazz.
He had to play jazz with his skull?
Yeah.
My God. So actually, you know, we do have lots of sports we want to talk about today. I mean, we can
sporty
talk
sports,
about...
Sporty
sports, sports. Of course, today was the first day of Broncos training camp.
Woo!
And, Oh, no. Oh no, I'm already tired of it. I am not.
Wait, we one day in.
You're one day, yes.
Already,
yes.
No way. Yes.
No. Well, yeah. Yes.
Well, I mean, the story's been beaten to death already. Y'all.
Yeah. If it were horses, they would be dead.
Or they'd be in your bed because it'd just be the head from the Godfather.
Yes, all of it.
Yeah.
But we have beaten this horse. And you know, I've heard the discussion from all sides,
making us choose sides on quarterbacks.
Yes, no, we're not. Listen, Denver,
don't
stop with
sides.
The division.
It's the Broncos.
You're a Broncos fan. You are not Team Trevor, and you are not Team Captain Morgan. You are Team Broncos, and you should embrace that. All right, go out and enjoy the Broncos practicing and the fact that we actually have two quarterbacks instead of none.
Woo!
Because you know who has none?
The Broncos can bring home another Super Bowl championship and once again bathe in the glory of your light. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Broncos. Broncos.
Let's go, Broncos.
Broncos. Let's go. I am deadly serious about this. I mean, what sports people in this town have really done is they have made it so at least half of Bronco fans are not going to be happy when the season starts.
Yeah.
I want all Bronco fans to be happy when the season starts because there's going to be no more preseason, which is boring. And the only reason that you're getting into this Team Trevor and Team Lynch or Team Paxton.
Or as you like to say, Monkey Boy.
Simeon is Monkey Boy.
Yeah.
And Captain Morgan. So Team Monkey Boy or Team Captain Morgan.
Lift a leg.
I don't want people to be upset. What I want is to have a great battle and see two accomplished quarterbacks.
What's best for the team?
Yes. Yeah. Listen, you brought in the two best offensive coordinator guys. You brought in the two
quarterback
best.
Quarterback coach and then...
And the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Mike McCoy.
Mike McCoy and Musgrave.
Yep.
I saw Musgrave play
And he
play
was
in
from
high
Oakland,
school.
Right?
He did go to Oakland. He was originally from Grand Junction.
Yeah.
So you have two of the most innovative offensive minds working on these quarterbacks. And I know that's mostly there for Paxton Lynch because, you know, as other people say, if you're a first-round pick, you should be playing. But a guy from Northwestern knows when the writing's on the wall and knows when to listen up and practice. I mean, I thought it was smart that Monkey Boy stayed here in town.
Yeah.
Because he got made available. I mean, he was a captain last year. His team will follow him into battle. They don't feel that way about Paxton Lynch right now. That said, you know, Monkey Boy can't be having practices like he had today. Took him a couple series to get into it. Can't happen. He said he had a bad practice.
Yeah.
Can't have a bad practice.
No, not
you. You have a bad practice. That's how Captain Morgan puts his leg on your throat and gets that starting job.
Yeah, you don't just want to hand it to him.
No, you don't. And listen, I understand, and this is, you know, to Team Monkey Boy, I understand that he's the underdog, and I understand that he's the starter, the returning starter. It's not always fair. It's not always fair. You know, was it fair when Brock Osweiler decided he wanted to leave and instead of stay here? We were set at quarterback for the next 10 years.
Yes.
We were set at quarterback for the next 10 years. Brock.
Then he had to be too angry at Peyton. That Peyton, the
so
situation.
So D-Mac did an article for Mile High Sports magazine.
Oh, he wrote a bunch of them, yeah.
But do you remember the one that he wrote about the jerk, quote-unquote, reporter who was asking Brock Osweiler questions about you know, what was it like? You know, it was like really getting on him about, you know, the team?
Yes.
That was me.
Are you sure it was you?
I'm positive it was me. Positive it was me.
Oh, man. Does D-Mac know it was you?
Probably. But what I was trying to find out is I said, did you hear the crowd standing ovation when, you know, when Peyton came in the game?
Yeah.
You know, did you feel the wave of energy?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, not really. And I was like, you know what? Then you're not really a team player.
No.
I understand getting benched sucks. But you have to understand the circumstances.
Yeah.
Brock Osweiler was benched because it's like a hockey goalie getting pulled in hockey. It's not permanent.
Yeah.
It was just they needed a change of pace. Pitchers get pulled every night.
Yeah.
That's all it was. Was trying to get something else in there.
Change the emotion on the field.
You couldn't be worried about it. Instead, you took it personally. You took me personally because I was asking if you're a team player. You proved you weren't a team player. Now what? You're third team in Cleveland.
So I want to see if you can guess the theme.
How about them apples?
Apples. Lots of apples.
I want to
see if you can guess the theme of this music tonight. They all have something in common.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to listen to a little bit more songs than that.
This is just the first one.
Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. Biology and chemistry destroys my brain. Well, don't they know that I deserve a better.